Titty shaking, good times.
All the good times roll. All right, so we are not recording how we would normally today.
No.
Sorry, that's my fault. That's my fault. Really long story short, had to take the boyfriend to ER. To the ER last week, about 5 minutes after I got here to record, so.
What did you say before? Can he have a surgery or something like that?
Can he get a surgery? Can you get him a surgery, please?
Can someone get him a surgery?
No, how stupid am I? I sound like a mountain person when I talk like that. Anyway, he's fine. He's at home. He had a blood clot in his leg, so kind of a big deal, like emergency surgery a little bit. He's good now, though, so sorry about that, everyone. We're back, though.
We're back in action. This actually happened about 5 minutes after we were preparing to record last week. By preparing, I mean eating medicinal gummies. And,
right.
You know, so.
And
those
not...
didn't kick in until, like, you know, we were halfway to the ER.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I did not know how to compose myself, and not ever good at that. But this was really a special treat for everyone. He knew immediately when I walked back to the ER, my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I knocked on the door and geeked out immediately. He's like, what's wrong with you? He said, I'm high as fuck. He just really found a lot of humor in that, actually. I was worried to tell him, but it all worked out all right. And he's fine. So, yeah. We're good. Let's talk about this fucking asshole bitch, huh?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
I just want to tell them that the best part was when a police officer came to her to escort her back to her boyfriend's room that he was in the ER, and the look on her face.
I lost my shit. I was rocking back and forth like Rain Man, like I'm like mentalist a little bit in the waiting room too, and she's across the little hall for me thing, the waiting room area. I was freaking out. I'm like, how long is this gonna last, dude? I don't normally. She told me I wouldn't feel much of anything. I'm like, cool, fine. We're just getting fucked up anyway. Why don't I have two? I did not, thank God. Can you imagine, bitch, if I ate two?
You wouldn't have been able to be there.
No.
There's no way.
I don't know why it affects me so differently than you two. Why am I such a fucking pussy with that shit?
You're not.
I can't handle it. I mean, it's fun. Yeah. Not under that circumstance, though. Not cool.
No. But can you see how if it was good circumstances, how much fun that would have been?
Mm-hmm. Would have been so amazing. I know last Friday would have been
and
the
that's
best
all
episode
I had.
Ever, by the way, too. Would have.
That's all I had. Yeah, I don't have any more, so.
You wasted one of those last ones on me?
That's okay.
Oh, and it was not a good trip either, I hate to tell you. I mean, for you either.
No.
Fuck, no, it ruined everyone's day. But yes. I mean, seriously, it needed to happen, though. We needed to go. Like, it wasn't like I can just say, honey, call me later.
So whatever. Long story, because that wasn't short. But if you're just tuning in for the first time, sorry about our quality of this recording, because my computer died literally, like,
about an hour ago.
Yeah, about an hour ago, it just wouldn't turn on, and it smells like burning plastic. Think something might be wrong with it.
Ah, no. Yeah.
I didn't punch it, though. I did not punch it. I just pulled a bunch of cords out, and, you know, I did that one other time, and then it worked again for, like, another 6 months.
Right?
So.
I mean, I don't blame you for trying. I'm very glad you didn't punch it, though. Yeah. I thought that was coming. You did.
Well, I wanted to punch it, but
oh my god, I'm sorry. That's did that go right into your mouth?
No, it didn't.
Because normally I just do it like that, but there's nothing to absorb.
I don't have anything. So, if this is your first time listening to us, we are a women's history podcast, and we're here to mind fuck you with a little bit of history and penises.
Actual penises. Yeah.
Not really. No. We don't have penises.
I'm just jealous
anymore.
I don't have a dick. I know. They cut it off. It's been like 7 years now. God.
So we're going to keep it moving because I don't even know if I can. I can't even edit this recording. It's just going to be unedited, raw. Yeah. Raw titty scratch.
Oh, dude. Right?
No bra, no condoms, raw.
Bareback shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is that bareback shit? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I think. Okay. All right. It's going to be the best mind fucking that you've ever had.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right. Actually, it's not because I'm even more afraid.
You just, see, like, pretended to suck a dick when you said that. Why?
I don't know. I didn't know I did it. I think it was just trying to cover my mouth, and it looked like a dick. I'm not sure.
All right. All
good
right.
times.
Yeah.
Good times, huh?
So, this bitch that we're talking about today, I've told you about her before. You were really sad we couldn't do this
little
episode.
Bit.
Yeah.
I was really bummed out, and I still am.
Yeah.
That it didn't work out last week, but I'm very excited. I've seen this movie.
Yes.
And I'm really fucking high right now, by mistake, and I don't know what happened. I was fine. I was fine until I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm getting anything. I was.
I can't get hit out of this, and then you fucking, like,
you ripped cheap. It, like, four times. Yeah. All right, cool.
Got a motherfucking yeah. Snoop Dogg hit happening.
Lullaby shit. Isn't he, like, singing lullabies and shit? It's, like, his thing now. Yeah.
He does?
It is. He's making, like, lullabies for children. Legit. Look it up.
You probably know better than I would.
Hey, TMZ does not lie to me.
Are you teaching me this time around?
Yeah, and did you know his son's Wiz Khalifa?
Shut the fuck up.
No, it's not.
She had me convinced for the longest time that Wiz Khalifa was Snoop Dogg's kid. I was like, dude, that's so cool.
It made so much sense to me.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't it make sense? We should... probably read, you know what, we have to talk about those questions that people sent in, though,
we
won't have time to talk about today, probably, we right, had, we just have to let them know.
Well, okay, so we had the most questions asked ever, and it's almost been, like, a year.
Yeah.
Since we've been podcasting, since we've been iPodders.
Fucker, that sounds so good.
I don't care.
Think it has been over a year. I think it was last November that we started, right?
But we never had anything that we could release to the public until 2019.
There we go.
So
there it is.
I think like New Year's. I think our first episode we were talking about how hungover we were at New Year's Day.
Nah, we wouldn't talk about anything like that. Yeah, we would.
On New Year's Day.
That's not at all the melody.
Okay.
I don't think. Are you talking about Ute?
Yes.
Is it some Ute? Ute? Ute?
I can't think
Ute,
of
Ute,
it.
Ute, 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 Potato Man.
Mr. Potato Head. Okay, shut up. I'm going to tell you the name. Well, the movie is called The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Fuck yeah, it is. Great, great little pick there.
I have not seen the movie.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's really fucking scary.
I'm a wussy pants.
You would not like it.
I wouldn't.
It's really scary, man.
Oh, God.
I thought it was anyway, but I was always really fucked up when I watched it, so my senses could have been a little heightened.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So maybe you'd be all right. And it's been a while, too, but I remember it being pretty scary. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good, though.
I
highly recommend it.
I'm going to have to watch it now after doing this, but it's still kind of like, I don't know. Like, exorcisms are scary as fuck. That is some scary ass shit.
I'm seriously terrified that I'm possessed right now. And I'm not. Like, I'm always, every
time
I watch...
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm possessed currently.
Okay.
But I feel like I have been, or that I will at some point in my life. I feel like I will be possessed at some point. I don't know why I feel that way, but I think it's very possible. That's why this kind of shit scares me.
Well, I'm ready to scare the fucking dog shit out of you today, then.
Okay.
Because we're going to be talking about exorcisms. But
sure.
Her name was not Emily Rose. Her real name was Annalise Michelle, I think.
Okay. That's really pretty name. That's a really pretty name.
Or Annalise. I'm sorry. Maybe.
What did you say?
I said Annalise.
Well, who knows how the fuck the Germans pronounce that shit?
Yes. She is German.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I already told you that.
Okay.
So, you're fine.
Like, oh my God, I'm so scared we can't edit it.
I know, it's fine. You look super hot right now, by the way. You look like, honestly, who am I trying to think? You look like a fucking 80s wet dream with your purple sweater and your purple hair right now.
Thank you. You want to fuck me?
Me and
well,
me.
It's probably pretty easy access. My Pikachu's pretty much out right now. I already told you that. Yeah, so, but thank you. I look good. I did take a shower today.
Oh, good. That's probably why.
Thanks, yeah.
All right, so Annalise was born in Bavaria, West Germany, on September 21st, 1952, and she died on July 1st, 1976. That was beautiful fart. And
it's
really good timing.
Right now.
Oh, God. I just, like, took a big inhale.
It doesn't smell yet.
Like, we're in a Dutch oven. Oh, so.
There it is. It ain't cute.
Jesus. I mean, it's stinky
really
in the Dutch oven.
It always smells bad in here, no matter if we're farting or not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it smells just like a fart, too.
Oh, my God.
It's not, like, a bad one. It's not, like, garbage disposal. It's just, like, a normal fart. You're fine.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be too bad.
I've definitely smelled worse.
Yeah, for me, even.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's, like, CKY.
I don't know what that means.
It's like a perfume. Oh. But it's like I'm comparing my butt to it.
Okay, so if this is your first time listening, these are real facts that I'm giving to you. Sometimes. I mean, I'm drunk, so there's that.
That's right. They're you know, almost facts. They're like close to being facts.
They're like, you know, alternative facts. Maybe.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh my God. But I tried my hardest to get you factual shit, so, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I haven't even started yet.
I know.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know, bitch. I don't know, but I think we were trying to figure out at what age she was. Do we just want to rip into her being 24?
She's 24.
She's 24.
When she dies.
Okay, and I thought she was 18 from that math before,
You did bad.
I did really bad, yeah.
It wasn't good.
This time I remembered the 24, though.
Yeah. All right, so she grew up with her parents. She was the oldest of three sisters, and they were, like, super fucking Catholic, which I guess is a good thing if you need an exorcism.
Right.
At least you would think.
You would think so, but sometimes the power of Christ compels you.
Yeah.
In, like, a bad way, right? Isn't it, like, the most religious people are the ones that have, like, stigmatas and shit?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about it. I try and stay away from it.
It's not exorcism, but, like, Stigmata. Did you ever see that movie, Stigmata?
Oh, one time, like, a very long time ago.
It's fucking awesome.
Is it?
That movie's amazing, too. Love it.
I'm sorry I just flashed you in the face.
It wasn't too bad. I wasn't looking at you.
Okay.
That time, or maybe I would have vagina punched you. But I'm not sure.
Okay, so I used Wikipedia to get this information and the Occult Museum. Please donate to Wikipedia. They have a lot of really great information to get out there, and it's a really awesome website and shit, so they run off donations.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Really?
If you're fucking able to give a dollar or two, give it to them, because it's the fucking encyclopedia on the fucking internet. Everybody uses Wikipedia.
Wiki. Yeah.
And some of their shit ain't real, but some of it is. Most of it is, I think.
I don't fucking know. It is now.
Yeah. Okay. So Annalise grew up in a very loving and pretty quiet home. Like, nothing real crazy happened. Mom, dad love each other. You know, they have a really cute family. Blah-de-blah.
That's cute. Good for her, man.
They go to church all the time. They love mass. Whatever that is.
I thought you were going to say math.
No, mass.
A whole family that look like mathematicians? Crazy. mass, I think that's like communion.
Okay.
Right? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know, man. I think cat lickers do mass and, like, it's called something different.
I've heard, like, Wednesday mass, Sunday mass.
I think that's just, like,
garbage mass. Just
like,
kidding.
Eating Jesus's body and blood or some shit, whatever they say when they put it in your mouth. That's what they say.
I don't know the story behind it, but I will tell you, as a non-religious person, when you are on the outside looking in, eating somebody's skin and blood is weird and gross.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm not down with that.
As I said it to you, I'm like, that's fucked up. I mean, I've thought that on a number of occasions anyway, but I don't think I've ever explained it to anyone before. So when it came out, I'm like, no, we don't. That ain't cute.
It really ain't. Okay. So, Annalise was described as a quiet, religious girl.
So she liked to fuck.
You know she did, too. She was probably a big slut.
Yeah,
no, she wasn't. She was, like, one of the crazy... She was, like, fucking Queen Mary.
Oh, she was not.
She was kind of like her.
Oh, she's not. Well,
she was, like, a zealot.
Sorry, I shouldn't say nuts, yeah. But okay.
So she had three aunts who were all nuns.
Yikes.
And then her father actually he grew up wanting to be a priest. That was, like, his life goal, but then he must have wanted to fuck or something.
You like to fuck, too.
He's like, yeah. I kind of want to bang people.
I really understand
that. Aren't little boys.
You really want, or maybe them, too. But I really understand that wanting to fuck thing.
Yeah.
So I can't blame him for that.
I want to fuck, too.
Yeah.
All day, I dream about sex, yes, all day. I dream about sex, yes, all day. I dream about sex, yes, all day.
I'll dream about sex.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Uh-huh. We did good there. Mm-hmm. That wasn't even planned. This is not unedited.
I know, right? This is
raw
really
dog.
Us. Yep, raw dog in it. Bareback in it. And fucking Brokeback Mountain in it.
This reminds me of, like, when we first started and we were in a closet.
Mm-hmm. I know looking at each other does that to me.
Yeah.
It puts me back in the closet time. Uh-huh. It sounds sexual.
Oh.
It is.
Get back in your closet.
I know. Rhonda, get in that closet, girl, I tell you.
Oh, my God.
Don't you come out now.
I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know what it is either.
Okay.
It's just got me hot looking in your eyes, I guess, talking about Rhonda's.
It's definitely more uncomfortable to have to look you in the eyes when you're being a perv to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That, and I keep trying, like...
I have some dicks to look at behind
but
you.
But I know, yeah, I don't have shit.
No. Okay.
It's
so, Annalise, when she was born. Oh, okay. So here's what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Before her mom and dad got married, they fucked each other.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Which
That's
is so wrong.
If back then.
Yeah.
For them to do that, I guess it's, you know, punishable sin. I'm sure they think it is anyway. Do they, like, sell her soul to the devil?
You should, like, never have sex before marriage.
Oh, fuck off.
No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'd still
be a
good.
Big virgin, too. Can you imagine that?
You are a virgin?
If I couldn't have sex before marriage, I should be, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're such a virgin.
It's disgusting.
It was a big deal, you're right. That actually caused her to be shamed on her wedding day.
Oh.
And she had to wear a black veil. Yeah.
You're not a virgin. Ooh.
I know.
The town folk would, like, make fun of her.
How disgusting are you?
Now it's, like, the other way around. Okay, virgin. Ooh. I mean, it's not a bad thing. I'm sorry. But when you're in your 30s, it's like, get it done. Okay?
Yeah, you should have had sex by then.
I don't know how old they were when they got married, though. Her parents, does it say?
Pretty young, I'm sure.
Okay.
But anyway, so when Annalise was born, she was actually expected.
Get it.
Expected to... atone for her mother's sluttiness.
Oh, that's why.
I don't
like
know.
Like it's
that
her
means.
Fault.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means, but like
she has to like pay for her mother's sins, basically. Or like apologize and live her life decently because her mom fucked up. Because
she was born out she wasn't born out of wedlock, but mm-hmm. her mom and dad fucked each other before they were married.
So she's basically paying for it for them.
So she's
is
like
what's
still
happening.
A bastard even though they got married?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if it's that or if it's I guess I'm not sure.
Mm. Whatever, they believed that somehow because her mom got fucked with a penis that it was her fault and she was born having to pay for her mother's penetrations.
Penetrations. That's good stuff. That's a good stuff.
So... that baby wasn't Annalise, actually. That baby was a dead baby.
What?
That died in surgery, like, I think after... It was just an infant.
So Annalise was born after that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways. No, she wasn't. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. No. That... child died when Annalise was 4 years old. So it wasn't, it didn't die in infancy. It was probably like a little bit older than her.
Okay.
A little bit older than four. Annalise was like a really sweet, nice girl. Yeah, everybody liked her. She didn't have like any enemies or anything like that. So in order to penance for the sins of homeless drug addicts, she would regularly sleep on her home's bare stone floors for them.
What? Why?
I don't know. What? So she's wrong with just, Catholics? Why do they do this to themselves?
Like, well, if they if the homeless have to sleep like this, I do too. Is that what's up?
Just bring the homeless into your home or something.
Yeah, can they come in, please?
If you want to, like, help that bad.
There's not, I mean, probably not enough room in the home.
Yeah, yeah.
For all of them. But
if they all open their homes, then.
Yeah, right?
Why wouldn't Jesus want you to do that first?
I don't know. What
you're closer to Jesus than me.
Oh, bitch, I am not. I don't know about that.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I am, but I wouldn't consider myself close to Jesus either. It just feels like I'm in Alabama and somebody's like, are you close to Jesus?
I think we need to change our podcast to a Catholic bashing podcast, probably.
I know. I feel really bad.
I do, too. I know a lot of Catholics that I actually like.
I know a ton of Catholics. Like, half the family's Catholics.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Our family. Half
oh,
of them are Catholics.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Yes. And I don't know, I'm Lutheran, so I'm literally like, like at
they're
the
like
butthole.
They're pretty
like
much the same,
the
right?
same religion,
yeah.
basically. I don't know why I don't know more of this shit, but I didn't pay attention much. I went to like a Jesus school too, and I didn't pay attention to anything.
Well, good thing
and
somebody
I don't know.
Like me gets to teach you, because
yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing either.
Right. Well, we're not trying to bash the Catholics, though. We're just
no.
confused. We're just like confused about
we just
how
don't know
live
what
like
you
this.
Do and why you do the things you do. That's basically it. You can yeah. do whatever the fuck you want. You could sleep on a homeless floor, but in my eyes, that's not helping anybody. That's just giving you a sore back.
Right. And, like, bed sores. Or I mean, that's got to hurt.
Yeah, what the fuck,
it just has
dude?
To hurt. And, like, ugh. You probably have a headache when you wake up, too.
You're not sleeping well.
You don't sleep at all. You don't
no.
get the sleep you need.
No.
Therefore, you don't function well in daily life, either, if you're not getting any sleep, okay?
Exactly.
God.
Okay. So, whatever. Everything was okay until 1968, when she was 16 years old, and she suffered from a major seizure.
Okay, that was in the movie. That part was in the movie.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah. Not the seizure part, but it's they thought she was epileptic.
Okay, yeah.
In the movie?
She is diagnosed with temporal lobe epilepsy.
Okay.
Which the temporal lobe is a really important part of your brain. Well,
is it temporal or temporal? Or is it just however you want to say it?
I think it's however you want to say
okay.
it. Yeah.
I thought it was like something fancy at first. I'm like, wait, I know that thing. I've heard of that before.
So the temporal lobe is, I think, like, right under your temple?
I was going to point to, like, right here.
Hey,
which
that's,
is right
that's
under
the
temple,
spot.
Right?
That is, yeah. And it helps you interpret sounds, language, vision, and speech. It also helps with uncontrollable automatic responses such as hunger, thirst, and fight or flight.
So it's a big deal.
And sexual arousal.
Ah, shit.
Let's okay. talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me.
No.
Let's talk about...
We're, like, looking at each other.
I know.
It's weird.
You didn't put that together until you said that. I was wondering why I enjoyed it so much. I'm like, yeah. No, I'm fully hitting on you today, and I don't know where that's coming from. I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
It's not your fault. You're so horny.
It's not. It's definitely not.
Anyways, it can also, but if you have temporal lobe issues, it can also cause sudden fear and visual distortions. So it fucks your shit right the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. That was in the movie also.
Wow.
They have they have this big court because she gets, I don't want to ruin it for you. But it was like, was she sick or was she possessed? It's always what people fight the medical field says
yes.
possession doesn't happen, you know, so they just kind of fight about it.
Yeah.
So they were saying between her illness and the pills, that's what made her see and do the things she does, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you didn't ruin anything for me. I already know the whole story, so.
Okay. Oh, that's true. In case you didn't know.
Okay.
In case you didn't know.
So she was given the medications that you're referring to, and they did not help her, like, at all.
Okay.
And then she was diagnosed with depression also.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, what a shit storm.
Antidepressants, too. Yeah. Here we go.
How about these ones that might make you feel like you want to kill yourself? Dude, those side effects are crazy.
From antidepressants?
Yes. Do you take antidepressants?
Yeah. I'm a Zoloft lady.
You like it?
I mean, I feel all right, but...
Have you ever tried without it?
Mm-hmm. I've only been taking them for, like, 2 years.
Okay. And are you fine without it?
I don't know. I've tried it very briefly.
Oh, okay.
And I just feel like, why ruin a good thing?
Fuck yeah.
You know, like, I feel okay now, so...
Totally.
Why stop unless it's, like, bothering me or something?
Mm-hmm.
But I have thought about trying without it now. I'm a little concerned with... Nice. With the present situation, though, that I might get bummed out. I don't think now's the time to try that.
Fucking no way.
Mm-mm.
All right. So, Annalise continued to have more and more seizures. And then she started saying that she was hearing voices that were telling her to do things.
Okay.
And that she could see demon forces.
Okay, so is she possessed or is that her epilepsy?
Or is she schizophrenic?
Right.
Because that later on, people have said that. They're like, at this point is when she should have been helped with, like, schizophrenic medication or...
Yeah.
Or she should have... They should have looked into her being schizophrenic or what?
Sure. Well, I don't know. We're not as far yet.
We're not that far.
No, we're not far at all. But mm-hmm. I'm wondering if she speaks in tongues and all that crap, too. Because how does epilepsy do that to you?
Right?
That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
So, Annalise went to a mental institution for a little while. She did a little stint there.
Oh, no.
Not real long.
What is that? Like, how long was it?
I think it was just, like, a few months.
Too long.
Yeah.
I mean, that's too long. I don't think it's a very pleasant stay.
I'm sure
especially
it's not.
In, like, the 50s.
Yeah.
Probably not cool.
60s.
Yeah, yikes.
But anyways... It didn't help her at all. Probably didn't help, like, anybody, I wouldn't think. I've seen American Horror Story Asylum.
I've seen a lot of any asylum, even now. I don't even know if they still have them, but in another 30 years, they're going to look back on the asylums now. Like, oh my God, can you believe we treated our people like that? Mm-hmm. They probably didn't know they were being mean at the time.
Maybe.
But it just doesn't seem...
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to fast forward to 1973.
Okay.
And she graduates high school. Thank God. Good for you, girl. That must have been rough. Whole.
Yeah. Yes.
And she went to college.
Right on.
She wanted to be a teacher.
Oh.
She probably wanted to shove Catholicism down everybody's throats.
Oh, up their boo holes.
Or up their butts.
Totally.
I have to flip my page. I'm going to be loud.
Okay. That's the end on this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not too bad at all.
No. When she got to college, all of her college mates, or whatever you'd call those.
Mates.
Peeps.
I think that's British. Mates? Are they British? Hey, mate.
Or is that Australian? Okay.
It's down under.
All right, then.
All right.
Oh, my God. Your brother did an Australian accent the other day. He sounded just like you. He was like, hi, hi, hi. It's like... That's how your sister does Australian, dude. It's
did he
like
watch
noises.
Conan? Did he watch Conan Without Borders? Because
no.
That's how I learned. Like, I got not Sheila. Oh,
look at that, Sheila over there. Oh, I'm sorry to all our Australian listeners. We love you.
There's just so many of them. There's like
you just
three.
Talk weird.
We love it. I mean, I'm into it. I'm just confused in what it means.
That doesn't mean we talk normal. When I say you talk weird, we talk like disgusting, weird elf people that live in tree stumps or something.
Oh, what a great analogy. I feel like we're like gnomes. Come join the fun of the little bits. No, like Swifty the Fox. You remember
that
one?
Oh my God, no.
He had like his dad, his gnome father, like lived in a tree stump. True story.
Okay.
I think I made that up.
Maybe you're too old or something, because I don't know. I'm not.
Wrong. Maybe you're right.
Oh, no.
It's not
I
even
just
a maybe.
You old. I'm so drunk.
I don't care. I love
do that to people all the time. People hate me that are self-conscious about age because I'm always I'm really bad with age.
Yeah, but also the people that are literally like 2 years younger than you, they're kids.
They're children.
They were children. So I don't really feel that bad. You don't discriminate. You do both sides of it.
Yeah.
Young people are like, ew, they're kids. Gross. They smell. Their fingers are probably sticky.
They're
like
so
straight
dirty.
Up children. And then everybody else is like elderly.
Yes.
So there's not there's no in between for you.
That's exactly my life. Everybody's too old or too young.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I gotta get back to this fucking weirdo girl.
Oh my god, yeah.
Nobody fucking liked her in school. So she just slowly slipped further and further into her depression. And then she just started having more intense hallucinations. Especially when she was praying.
Oh.
To the Jesus.
To the Jesus, man. That's interesting.
Yes.
You would think they would go away during that time
mm-hmm.
of the day or hour.
With medication not helping and her condition was worsening, she really started to lose her shit.
Right.
She was like...
And she's in college right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Same with the movie. I'm going to stop referencing to the movie at this point.
No, it's okay.
Because I keep doing it.
You,
it's annoying.
You've seen the movie, so I mean...
I have, but I should just talk about it after instead of just, oh, that's in the movie. Oh, that's in the movie. Every paragraph
Don't
and shit.
Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
You're
it's
fine.
Annoying.
So she started to constantly have smells of, like, fire or poop.
Sulfur.
Oh, sulfur.
Or sulfur.
That would be, yeah.
I've heard. Or
fecal.
Smoke. Oh, fecal matters.
Yes. The
All right.
poops.
The poops.
The caca.
Guano.
Okay. How many more could we come up with turds?
A shit turd, yeah.
A shit turd.
I'm sure if I was with it right now,
yeah,
I could probably think of quite
I'm
a few,
done.
But I'm not
I'm
quite.
All done.
I'm not. I'm. Yeah.
Here's your favorite part. She would often experience periods of temporary paralysis.
No.
That was, like, the part of the movie.
3 a.m., and when people, like, smell a spirit or whatever, or when spirit is around, as Teresa
spirit
Caputo
smell?
Would say. Yes. There's, like, sulfur, or you smell smoke, or...
Poop, I guess, maybe?
Sulfur smells like shit. It smells like rotten eggs or whatever, right? That's what
it
I'm
does.
Thinking when I say sulfur.
Okay.
Or smoke, and it's always at, like, 3 or 3:15 in the morning, right? It's, like, a really specific...
I get scared
thing.
That we're talking about this because we're talking about it can pull a demon into us. Doesn't that scare you?
Do you see the fright on my face?
Your body language just totally changed. I'm sorry.
I'm like, talk
I
about
do.
Ruining
I
everything.
I think about that shit.
I do too. I do
All
too,
right.
for sure, big time.
Well, we're already fucked. Let's just keep going.
I mean, we're definitely have to. I
yeah.
just may not be... Was helping you talk about it. What's that word? Chiming in all that often or
participating?
Because I'm,
precipitating.
Yeah, precipitating.
Okay.
Penetration is the word I was looking for.
That's okay. I'll burn through this real quick then.
Mm.
So
I just feel afraid.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
Okay. This will make you feel a lot better.
Okay.
So one day when she was on a school trip, one of her friends noted that Annalise could not physically walk past a crucifix.
Why? Why did you think that would make me feel any better either?
I didn't.
You fucker. You're right. It did calm me down, though, for a minute. I feel the need to just, like...
All right. I lied last time, but this one will make you feel better.
Okay.
This one is a good one. Okay.
Well, what happened to her
so
when
then,
she tried to walk past one is what I'm asking.
Oh, I think she just physically
got
couldn't.
Sick or something?
She probably... Yeah, maybe she was... Paralyzed.
In the
paralyzed.
Movie.
Okay.
Yep, you said that. In the movie, paralyzed. She's like upside down in this like, with her
Ew.
Mouth open and her eyes completely black.
Oh my god, no, really?
Yes, that's what I'm picturing when you're telling me these things.
Well, you're probably picturing the right shit then.
Oh, fuck me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, here we go. She started to gain an intolerance to all religious items. One day, when she was going to church, she could not walk up the front steps to the door. She actually went around the church to the back and could not enter in through the back either. It was like there was a force field keeping her out of
no.
church.
Yes. Nope. I mean, I believe you, but I can't. Can you imagine being like her sister or whatever? Because I know there's a couple other girls.
Yeah, there's three sisters.
What do you do?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm out, Dad. Like, I can't. I'm out.
You're like going to church with your whole family and you're just like, wow. I'm totally not a demon, but I can't enter this religious facility.
Well, that, or if you're like 10 years old and you're like the baby sister, what do you do if your sister's not able to come into church and she's like, something happens every time she walks?
Okay.
I'm just imagining awful things.
I'm scared.
So, she went on for about 5 years trying tons of different kinds of medications and therapies and, you know, mental institute stays, whatever, shit, balls like that.
That's awful.
Nothing helped her. None of it. And then she just kept getting worse. As if it could get worse than not being able to enter a church.
Right.
It really did. It started to get worse.
She couldn't eat, right?
Mm-mm.
She wasn't able to eat this whole time, pretty much.
So by this time, her parents were convinced that she was possessed by a demon.
I would agree with that.
I would too. You know, honestly, I bash the Catholics and shit, or I try not to, but I believe in like being possessed and exorcisms, which, as creepy as that sounds, I mean, I don't know why it has to be a priest and stuff. Like, teach more people how to do that shit.
Right. I think it just has to be someone that has, well, if you're religious at all, or if you believe in that, it has to be somebody who very much believes in, like, the opposite of what's happening. And I think that gives them, like, more ammo to deal with it. But if you're not a religious person, then anyone would be able to do it, yes.
Okay.
You know? I would think if they know the right things to say, you can do it just the same as anyone could, right?
I suppose.
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know what...
Oh, I know what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I know what happens.
Right.
But
no, and that's just not...
I just read about it, I guess.
It's... Yeah. I'm a visual person.
Okay, yeah.
I need to...
Visualize that shit.
Yeah.
All right. So, Annalise and her friends and her whole community pretty much agreed with the parents that she probably was possessed.
Mm-hmm.
And they requested exorcism.
A possessionist? What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say like a possession extortion, but that's whatever.
Let me pull the possession out of you.
Yes.
Is that?
That's what I'm envisioning.
I don't hate that word.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Anyways, they requested an exorcism, and the church denied them, saying that they did not meet certain criteria, but didn't really say any more than that.
All right, cool.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
It's not like we don't give you 30% of our income or anything.
No shit. You're supposed to give them like 20%, right?
I have no idea.
I mean, I think it's something crazy like that, though, which is just, to me, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But...
Nobody could help her, obviously. She had to leave school. She could not stay in college.
No.
Because she was, like, getting disgusting. She was, like, getting gruesome without eating.
She was? Oh, yeah.
Every day, pretty much, something was happening. She started to, like, hurt herself and hurt other people. And she started to drink her own urine.
Oh, pew. I don't know why I said pew. But that's not cute.
Because that would stink, probably. My pee stinks.
Well, that's because you're always dehydrated.
I know.
It's not supposed to smell that bad.
Coffee and beer is my... I do drink a lot more water than a lot of other people I know, though.
You drink more water now than I think you ever have.
Yeah.
So I just drink beer and water. That's the only things I drink, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, she started to eat bugs, too. That's gross.
Well, it's what, like, the demon wanted her to eat, right?
Probably, but no real food. She was not eating any real food. One day, she hid under the table, and she barked for 2 whole days, like a dog. Like, she acted like a dog for 2 whole days. They couldn't get her to snap out of it.
Yikes.
They begged the church...
The chirp.
I wish my lips would work.
That's cool. They're numb.
It's not like we're making a podcast right now or
it's
anything.
It's not like we're banking off our voices right now. It's fine. It's all
okay. No, they begged the church multiple times for an exorcism. And finally, Priest Ernst. Do you say Priest Ernst or Ernst the priest?
Let me see it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Priest Ernst? Ernst? Yeah.
Priest Ernst.
Okay.
I think.
He agreed to visit her. And when he met Annalise, he said didn't look like no epileptic that he's ever seen before.
Oh, good one, Ernst. You tell him what's up.
Real knee slapper there, Ernst.
Yeah.
Witty fella.
Yeah.
So September 1975, he asks Bishop Stengel for permission to exorcise.
Stengel.
Exorcise.
Exorcise.
The demon.
The power of Christ compels you, bitch.
That's it.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
That's really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she was finally accepted for an exorcism. And Father Arnold Renz and Pastor Ernst Alt. What a fucking weird name.
Ernst Alt?
Ernst Alt. Yeah. It sounds like something on a computer.
Ernst Alt.
Press Ernst Alt to clear the window.
Hey, I got another one in the chamber here. I'm really sorry. I was just a little guy, but be careful
that
of
this. That was like such a dainty lady fart.
It was. Thanks. I get that a lot. You're super dainty.
Okay. So they were assigned to perform the Great Exorcism.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
But they were both sworn to ultimate secrecy.
To Ernst Alt?
Yes.
Oh, why? What do you mean?
They ultimate used secrecy? A secret 17th century exorcism ritual.
Like language, that like a dead language?
Yeah.
To say to her?
I said yeah, but I don't know.
Okay.
Possibly?
Prostate.
Posterity. Of the prostates.
Personal space.
Around the world, please. That's my new charity.
What? It's your new charity?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I thought you said cherry. Like you named it?
Pop your cherry. All right. So the two men, Renz and Ernst, exercised Annalise Michelle over 67 times.
Ew.
In That's 10 months.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's not quick like a lot of people think either. A lot of times it's there's a lot of steps to it, right?
I
think it's true. Like when you see movies and shit, when you watch a movie and shit, it's like they exorcise them once.
I think her possession was like top five possessions ever.
Yeah.
Maybe. She was severely possessed.
Oh my God.
Maybe. So over the 10 months they did that. Sometimes their sessions would last for over 4 hours. Yeah.
Didn't she have a lot of people in her, though, too? Mm-hmm. Or technically?
Yes, she did.
I think there was, like, 10 demons in her or some shit. Okay.
And over time, her knees actually blew out because of all the kneeling that she was having to do. And it was, like, an obsessive thing that she did during the exorcisms was that she would do this thing called genuflections, which is when you fall to your knees to pray.
Oh.
Over and over and over again, she blew her fucking knee joints out and couldn't walk.
How do you blow your knee out?
Oh my God, from praying? Gross.
Right.
That's like...
But what happens to it anyway? It just like explodes?
It's just like
breaks?
If somebody punched you in your knee a bunch of times. Basically... It's probably worse, actually, to put your whole body weight just bashing onto your knees.
I'm just wondering.
Remember when you used to get hammered and fall
over?
Oh,
I used to do that a lot. Yes.
And now your knees are fucked up and gross and blown out?
Well, they were already fucked, but I just couldn't feel anything at the time, and I made it so much worse.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what it is, blowing your knee out, because I'm picturing your knee, like, exploding.
Oh, no.
When you hit the ground. But no. That's not, it's nothing like that. All right. Yes, I've done it many times. Not on like a hard surface ever, I don't think, but it's very painful.
And I mean, I said body weight, but she like barely weighed anything either.
Right.
She was so skinny. On June 30th, 1976, she was too weak and emaciated to do the kneeling on her own. So her parents actually still helped her kneel onto her blown out knees.
Yikes.
When she was like paper thin. Everybody that was in the room during the exorcism claims that there was multiple demons inside of Annalise. Lucifer, Hitler, Nero, Cain, Judas, and Fleshman.
Who the fuck, Fleshman?
Yeah, spelt like the vodka.
A lot of alcohol out,
the Luca.
He's got a lot of vodka, or a lot of alcohol out, yeah.
Yep, and all of them spoke through her regularly.
Oh my god.
Creepy.
Yeah.
On July 1st, 1976, she dies. Of dehydration and malnourishment.
Jesus.
She was 23 years old. Oh, we were wrong.
We said 24.
Fuck.
That's all right.
All right. She was 23 years old and she weighed 68 pounds.
Oh, geez. No.
Yes.
That's like what my leg weighs. It's not true. But no, I'm just saying true. That's how thin she was. It's like, that's crazy.
68 fucking pounds. Even two of her isn't like me. Well, no, it is, but not almost.
I have no idea what 68 times 2.
68 plus 68.
What is that? I'm too stupid to do that. You keep talking while I figure this out.
Is that 172? No.
No.
No, it's not. What is it? 70 plus 70 is 140, so it's 4 less than that. So 136 pounds. Oh, my God. That's like just almost exactly what I weigh.
136, yeah.
Okay.
I just figured that out, too. I'm so sorry. Why did it take me forever
to do that? So she weighed half of my body. Can you believe that? That's disgusting.
No, because you're not overweight either, you know? That's disgusting. I feel so bad for her. The only nutrition she had ever was, like, the bug she could find.
And her piss. Right? She drank her fucking piss, man.
And how long was she dealing with this for, like, 5 years?
Yeah.
Of not eating anything?
Well, it started when she was 16, and then she died when she was 23. So that's 7 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Can you imagine never eating anything for 7 years?
Well,
like
I'm
actual
sure.
food?
No, I think it was
very,
more
very
close
little.
To her death that she, like, really... It was probably, like, the last year she wasn't really eating anything. Maybe.
Okay.
I made that up. I don't know.
Right. Well, she was disgustingly skinny, though, and it wasn't her fault. That's
yes.
awful.
So, and before she died, she wrote to one of the priests, I forget which one, probably Ernst.
Ernst Alt.
She said, I want to atone for others' sins, but this is just cruel.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Like, yeah. Why would God do that to somebody?
I don't know. That's why it's really hard to believe he even exists.
Yeah.
Because look at all this awful shit that happens, you know?
Right? If God was real, why would anybody ever be possessed then?
Mm-hmm.
Those are my questions, and nobody ever wants to answer them for me.
And I can't tell you either. I have no idea. I'm same page as you. I think that's ridiculous, and I feel so awful for people like this poor lady.
Oh my God, I know.
This poor kid, basically.
She's a child, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her death was investigated. They were like...
They think the parents did it, didn't they?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. They were like, how does a 23-year-old die of malnourishment and dehydration?
It looks like...
But also, it's kind of like she's 23 years old, too. She's ain't a baby.
Right.
You know?
Thank God she wasn't, like, 17 when this happened, or they would for sure have gotten fucked.
Oh, my God. So... Both of the exorcisters?
I don't...
What would you... Exorcisers?
Exorcisers.
Okay.
I think you said extra sisters for a minute.
I did.
What?
Ernst Alt and Arnold Renz.
Yeah.
And both of her parents were charged with murder.
All of them?
All of four of them.
Oh, no. They didn't get in trouble, did they?
2 years later, all four of them were found guilty of negligent homicide.
I hope that doesn't carry a lot of time with it.
They all did 6 months in jail and then had 3 years probation.
Oh, Jesus. For nothing, for doing absolutely nothing wrong.
Pretty much, yeah. In 1978, 2 years after her death, her body was exhumed. Mm-hmm. A nun had had a vision that her body was still fully intact.
It wasn't, was it?
The parents and the priest, because they had been charged with her murder, were not allowed to see her body. They weren't allowed to be on the premises when they exhumed her, but witnesses and police say that her body was appropriately decomposed.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
She a dead skeleton, probably.
So the nun, that vision was not correct.
Yeah, she was hitting the pot pipe or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
Before she went night-night, I don't know.
Yeah.
She's
probably taking Chantix. You know?
That shit's for real.
I've heard people don't do well with dreaming.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it fucks you right up.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
By the way, I'm kidding. I know that Chantix was not around.
Yeah.
Like the 50s and shit. Yeah.
This would be the 70s, but sure.
Right. It wasn't around then either.
Actually, this wouldn't be. This would be like the 80s, because she died in 1978.
Still wasn't around.
No.
It was around in like 2010 or some shit. Yeah. But, thank you. It's getting closer to now. All right, cool.
40 years later, today-ish.
Yeah.
She is still being honored as a saint by some Catholics. Yeah. You fucking go, girl. At least her death wasn't for nothing.
It wasn't in vain, yeah.
And
maybe that's why she needed to suffer the way she did, so people would pray to her, look, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've always been taught to look for, like, the silver, not the silver lining things, but...
That would be a thing.
Is it?
Silver linings, like, looking for the positives?
Yeah, I guess maybe that's what it is. If there's a positive at all, it could be this.
Her grave is a shrine.
Oh.
And, yeah, she is looked upon... with great honor for atoning for so many other people's sins.
That's so crazy.
You're picking your fucking nose right in front of me. Okay. Ew, there's a booger! You just rolled it between your fingers. Oh, God.
What did you want me to do with it?
There's a trash can somewhere.
It's, okay, first of all, it's that big. I'm not going, it's sticky. I can't, I didn't bring
it. Tissue.
The tissue?
That's your tissue.
It's my tissue, thank you.
So, yeah, we're
going to... And I spit into the same Kleenex. Oh, I gross. Rolled a booger up in it, and I spit in it all at the same time.
Doubly lubricated.
Yeah.
All kinds of ways.
That was a really good story, bitch.
Yeah.
I was so into that one. I wish I wasn't quite this altered and staring into your eyes. And maybe if it would have been more of our normal situation, I would have enjoyed it a little bit more. But I did very much like it.
We hope
it
you get
really
to
good.
Hear this someday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'm gonna take this off my phone. I don't know what to do with this. You know, after this. So.
Yeah, I don't either.
Santiago, help!
There has to be a way, right? Help us, sexy. There has to be a way you could stop it. I almost am pressing, like, buttons.
Don't touch
do
my
it.
Buttons.
Yeah, I can't help it.
I'm gonna loosen up my buttons, babe.
Uh-huh. But you keep rotting.
See what you gonna do to me?
Uh-huh. I see nothing. Did you see my face?
It was
go
really
for teeth.
Sexy.
Go for teeth. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you upload this to a JPEG?
Oh, fuck off! I don't know what that means.
And then put it into the universe.
Into the cloud.
On an iCloud, and then ship it to Santiago, and he can put it.
I'm gonna
on a
put
little
my
thing,
phone.
And then you can send it back here, and then we can transfer it to a file.
I'm going to put my phone into the mail and mail it to Santiago in Texas
from
Local Trash Podcast, because he helps us when we're fuck-ups. And, hey, I fucked up. So I'm going to mail you my phone and you're going to figure out how to put this on the internet. Thank you, please.
Thank you. He wouldn't do that, would he? You're not going to send him your phone.
No,
right?
I just don't know how.
Okay, I'm like, wipe it. There's so much porn on here. No, there's not. No, dude, but there has to be a way to put this on like a different, to get it into a thing that plugs into like a USB cord or some shit, right? But there has to be a way to get it on.
Do you want to get out of here?
Yeah. Yeah,
we should
Let's
do that.
Okay, yeah. Bitch. I have to pee again anyway.
Oh my God, so do I. Holy fucking shit stack. So we try and get you podcasts every week, but God damn it, if life hasn't been fucking us in the asshole, like we have been in a hospital.
Many days.
Oh God, it's ridiculous.
I feel like life's punching us in our buttholes right now.
Yeah, what do we do?
What
do we need to atone for?
Right.
You better sleep on your fucking hardwood floor tonight, I guess.
I have like a vinyl floor.
Okay.
I'll sleep on that totally.
Okay.
Next to the cat food.
Yeah, next to the litter box. Do
so
it.
I was like, oh, okay. Right. No, the litter box is by carpet. Because why else would I not put my litter boxes in the carpeted
That's
rooms?
That's disgusting.
I never thought about that until right now when I said it out loud to you.
Oh, my God.
That's really stupid. Well, I vacuum sometimes.
So please go to our Apple Podcast thing and leave us a review if you liked us. 5 stars. Please.
Or
maybe
four.
Not, or four. Whatever.
I'll even take 3. But
just leave whatever the fuck you want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
If you like us, tell your friends about us. And go to nopleasedon'tpodcast.com and find our faces. We're so cute. Cartoons.
Thank you.
And check out the other people in our network. And yeah. So, listen to us next week.
That's weak. Yeah. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Bye and bye.
Bye and bye.